isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a watchmaker's patience and a passion for the music popular back when my parents first saw George Pal's The Time Machine in futuristic Metrocolor. It's a significant subject of study in religion, philosophy, and science, but to define it in a manner applicable to all fields without circularity has eluded even the best of minds. We all perceive it, we can measure it, but fail to truly define it. We intuitively believe it absolute, but it's relative to the beholder. Some think of it dimensionally, others even question its reality. Is it finite or infinite? Einstein felt conventional understanding of it was an illusion, albeit a stubbornly persistent one. Heady stuff. But as far as rock and rhythm is concerned, let's describe it using the theory of musical special relativity, whereby a song is generated and everyone who's connected with the recording, the studio, the engineers, the musicians, are all gone. And the only thing remaining is a 2.5 minute period, maybe 65 years ago, that perpetually exists, flowing infinitely forward through it. Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program on the Rockin' Rhythm Review? Time is up as we tick away the next 28 minutes with The Chestnuts, Eddie Boyd, Nappy Brown, The Willie Mitchell Orchestra with Billy Taylor, Annie Laurie, Nolan Strong and the Diablos, Fats Domino, Sleepy LaBeouf, and the Sonics.
Why is it that we usually ignore the fourth dimension? You see, we can move in the other three. As the doctor said, up, down, forwards, backwards, sideways. But when it comes to time, we are prisoners.
Trumpeter Willie Mitchell's name was synonymous with the music of a post-Sun Records Memphis, bandleader, producer, arranger, label owner, and most notably, owner of Royal Studios. But Willie also made records as an artist, one of which was literally the only release for micro-label Skipper, when Mitchell, along with vocalist Billy Taylor, cut this 1960 tune, which was somehow not lost to time. Wasting My Time.
Baby, why don't you leave me alone? on you. I'm wasting my time on you. Well, I'm going out, babe. Find me somebody new.
Connecticut microlabel Standard may have tripled the output of Skipper, but one of those three singles happened to be the timeless In the Still of the Night by the Five Satins. The Satins cut one other single, leaving the third and last Standard single to the Chestnuts, whose lone 1957 session for the label delivered four songs, one of which went unreleased. Tilly, Take Your Time.
La la, Tilly, 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 baby, please take your time. I only had a minute to squeeze you, and now you wanna say goodbye. Don't be a silly little chilly, baby, please take your time.
Bam-a-lam, bop, diddy, walk, diddy, bop, boo, you go, wah, wah, wah.
Don't be a silly little chilly, baby, please take your time. Hey, little chilly, 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 baby, why you have to be so blind? No, I love you, pretty baby. Without you, I'll go out of my mind. Don't be a silly, dilly, dilly. Baby, please take your time.
Bam-a-lam, pop, diddy, walk, diddy, pop, boo, you go, wow, wow, wow.
Don't be a silly, dilly, dilly. Baby, please take your time. Silly, dilly, dilly, baby, please take your time.
Another unreleased time remnant came from plank spanker Eddie Boyd and featured some anachronistic string slinging from Robert Jr. Lockwood. It sat on the Chess shelf from 1952 as Boyd moved on and recorded for a myriad of micro labels before tiring of racial discord in the States and passed the rest of his time in Finland. Hard Time Getting Started.
She used to treat me like a dog. Now she pets me like a baby. She said, I'm her all in all. I had a hard time getting started, but I finally got one to go. Oh, gee, I'm so happy. When you see me, then you will know. Got one to go. Gee, I'm so happy when you see me there.
that's Domino's follow-up to The Fat Man, hit top five in early 1950, and established Fats' signature piano style, the triplet, three successive notes to the beat. Written sans a better Dave Bartholomew, the song must have held a special place for Fats, as several versions exist in the Domino chronology, including this one from 1958 that was put in the Imperial Vaults for 4 years before it emerged on a 1962 LP. Every night about this time.
Every night about this time, I go to sleep to keep from crying.
Musicologists subcategorize music. Musicians don't. Take Chicago blues. West Side, South Side, guitar god Otis Rush dismissed all of it in an interview simply by saying it was just blues. And who am I to argue? From the Cobra label, which lasted a mere 100 megaseconds, 1958's It Takes Time.
Tomorrow's on its own. We got a little child, should try to make it a home. But oh, oh, yeah, you know what it means to be alone. You take your life and pretty baby, tomorrow you could be crying. Thank you.
And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I'd lay me down in D. So goes the eternal Scottish poem. Now, our Annie Laurie was far from Scottish, but she was quite Bonnie. The songstress found chart synchronicity with bandleader Paul Gayton's guidance in the late 40s, but the 50s weren't as fluid. However, Annie's brief time at the OK label gave us this 1952 antipode. It's been a long time. Sleepy LaBeouf, aka LaBeef, was right there in the rockabilly heyday of the 50s, but it took 20 years into the future before our Chrononaut became a legend playing it. But let's travel back to rockabilly's temporal prime to Houston, 1957, where we find Sleepy collaborating with Gold Star Studios' resident six-string prodigy, Hal Harris, for this masterstroke on the Mercury Starday imprint, All the Time.
How much I love that woman of mine. How much I love that woman of mine. A sweeter love I'll never find. And I want her with me all the time. What would I give to have her now? What would I give to have her now? I'd give my life. It's no good no how. If I can't have her with me all the time. Well, if you see her, tell her for me. Her sugar daddy full of misery. I want to see her when the sun goes down. I'll be looking all over town, cause I can't stop. My crazy heart, no, I can't stop. My crazy heart, if the feels just like, it'll break apart. And I want her with me all the time. Let's get it now. The sun goes down. I'll be looking all over town, cause I can't stop my crazy. crazy heart. No, I can't stop my crazy heart. If the feels just like it'll break apart. If I can't have her with me all the time.
In the 1950s, the influence of Nolan Strong and the Diablos on the Motor City's musicscape cannot be understated, although Nolan's tenor and pen get most of the credit, and some going to micro-label Fortune's Archaic Production. Diablos guitarist Chico Edwards deserves a little time in the spotlight for this 1956 number, Try Me One More Time. Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Julian Barber. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Time is fractured. You two somehow created a feedback loop of uncertainty that split our reality into two equally possible impossibilities. We're exactly like a man capable of sustaining a platonic friendship with an attractive female co-worker.
We're entirely hypothetical.
Credit Nappy Brown for taking a Roosevelt Sykes oldie from the 30s and modernizing it into a classic, but time tells that Ray Charles notched the hit. So to offer up this primordial raucous 1965 variation from the Sonics instead of brothers Ray and Nappy's may disrupt the space-time continuum, but I'll just use it as an example of rock and rhythm entropy. Nighttime is the right time.